Taira begins Parshas V'Hayuki Savai with the word Savai, and the Baal Turim comments that the letters that make up the word Savai are the same letters as Avos, our forefathers, which of course we need to understand what is the connection. The Das Sofer asks a question. The Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, V'Yivyenu Amokam Azeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to Amokam Azeh Tetz Yisrael, V'Yitein Lanu Es Ha'aretz Hazois Eretz Zavas Chol Dvash, He gave us this wonderful Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi says, Amokam Azeh means the Beis HaMikdash, V'Yitein Lanu Es Ha'aretz K'mashmai means Eretz Yisrael. So the Das Sofer asks, the order should have been reversed, because first they came to Eretz Yisrael, and then they built the Beis HaMikdash. So soon the Pasuk of Seva Yitein Lanu Es Ha'aretz, and then V'yivyenu Al Makom Hazeh. So he quotes the Rambam, that the Rambam says that we find that many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised us that he's going to give us Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Zavas Chol V'Dvash. So the Rambam explains that when we think of Eretz Yisrael being an Eretz Zavas Chol V'Dvash, it's not to be understood in a materialistic, physical sense, that it's a place of great food, a place of gashmius. The purpose of receiving Eretz Yisrael and receiving the gashmius of Eretz Yisrael is that all of it should just be a vehicle for us to be able to do what we're supposed to do. In other words, a person who, Baruch Hashem, has parnosah and doesn't have to be concerned about how will I be able to make ends meet, has the menuchas hanefesh, has the serenity that he should be able to do avodas Hashem in a much better way. That's what the pasuk says. V'vienu amokam hazeh t'beis hamikdash. The goal of our being in Eretz Yisrael is that we should have a Beis HaMikdash. But in order to have a Beis HaMikdash and be able to do what we need to do in the Beis HaMikdash and to live a life that a Beis HaMikdash represents, a life of Avodas Hashem, to be able to facilitate that, that's why the Yitein Lanu Es Ha'aretz Hazois Eretz Zavas Chol Dvash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us Eretz Yisrael just as a way, as a method to be able to live a life of ruchnius. And that's pshat in another pasuk in our parasha. The pasuk says, "Baruch Es Amchas Yisrael V'Sadama Shenusat Lanu Kasha Nishbat Laveseinu Eretz Zavas Chol Dvash." Our Avos didn't desire Eretz Yisrael to be able lechem aperiyah lizbayim metuva, to enjoy the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. That wasn't why we were interested in Eretz Yisrael, why they were interested in Eretz Yisrael. The interest was that that should be a place that we could serve Hashem. Or Baruch Es Amchas Yisrael v'sa adama shenusat alanu. But what is the way, says the Pasuk? What should be our attitude to Eretz Yisrael? Just like our avos, their attitude towards Eretz Yisrael should be our attitude to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Torah begins this week's parasha. Ki Savai, and as we said, the Baal Turim says, Savai represents avos. As we come to Eretz Yisrael, we have to remember and pay attention what is the purpose of our coming to Eretz Yisrael. And what should be our goal being in Eretz Yisrael? And we should always remember our avos, that we should be in Eretz Yisrael the same way our avos wanted to be in Eretz Yisrael. And the way they lived their lives and their connection to Eretz Yisrael should be the way we live our lives and where we connect to Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says, in this week's parasha, V'samachta b'chol ha'toiv. And the Medrash says, Ein toiv ela toira, d'ksiv, Ki lekech toiv nosati lechem tarosa al tazoivu. The toiv that the Torah is referring to is Torah. And then the Medrash says, L'fikach Moshe mazes Yisrael, Therefore, Moshe warns Klal Yisrael Aser to Aser. Give Maaser. What is the connection between Torah and giving Maaser? The Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, teaches us, says the Cheshev Sofer, Emrei Adam Shiyisurim Ba'amalav. If a person sees that he's unfortunately suffering, Yifashpish B'maaser, he should examine his actions. Pishpish V'loi Matzah, if he began to examine the way he lives, and he didn't see that he did anything wrong, Yitla B'dibitl Torah. And the obvious question on this Maimer Chazal is, if somebody was told, Pishpish B'maaser, examine how you're living, so of course, Talmud Torah K'neged Kulam. Talmud Torah is the most important part of our life. So if this person has the Aveira Bittel Torah that he's not learning, so he already has an Aveira. So how can he be called a person of Pishpish V'loi Matzah? The Rabbeinu Yoin in the Shari Tshuva says that just like the Schar, the reward one receives for learning Torah is K'neged Kulam, is the greatest of all rewards. Chas V'Shalom, the punishment for not learning Torah, there's no greater punishment. So what's pshat that this person examined, didn't find an Aveira? And the Gemara says, well, I'll check it. Not check Bittel Torah. If you checked, you would have found if there's Bittel Torah. So the Cheshev Sofer explains, sometimes a person, a Talmud Chacham, spends much time, Baruch Hashem, learning. But as much as he spends time learning, the learning has to influence the way he lives. And the learning cannot serve as a subterfuge for him not to do what he's obligated to do. So even though a person is learning, if there's somebody who the Talmud Chacham could help, he's obligated to help him. And not use Bittel Torah as an excuse for not doing what he's supposed to do. That's what the Chazal teaches us. Emroi Adam, if a person sees a Yisurim Ba'amalov, that he's suffering, Yifashpish B'maasev, he should examine what he does. And Baruch Hashem, he examines his life, and Baruch Hashem finds that he's living a life of Torah. But now, a person who's living a life of learning Torah has to become concerned that maybe I'm using Torah as an excuse where I have no right to use it as an excuse. Pishpesh, I examined what I did, the Leimatzah, I didn't find any Aveira. Yitla, now you have to be careful the Bittel Torah. Check if you didn't use Bittel Torah as an excuse not to learn, as an excuse not to do what you're supposed to do, when that is what you're supposed to do, and not just say, I'm learning Torah. And that's what the Medrash teaches us. V'samacht b'chal ha-toiv, ein toiv el ha-toira. A Yid is supposed to live a life of Torah. As the Pasuk says, K'nekach toiv, nasati lachem, tarasu al ta'azoiva. We're supposed to be connected to Torah as much as possible. K'heim chayenu v'aruch yemenu, uvehem yege yomem v'layla. We're supposed to learn Torah as much as we can. But, says the Medrash, as much as that's the way we're supposed to live, don't forget, Aser to Aser, give Maaser, to help other people. And that Torah, again, every mitzvah that we do, whether it's living in Eretz Yisrael or it's learning Torah, we always have to remember what is the purpose of the mitzvah and what is the goal of the mitzvah and how those mitzvahs are to influence our lives. And when we live that way, we will be zoicha to v'samachta b'chol ha-toif.